How's it going, everybody? Chris Block here, editor at thethirdmanin.com, also puckchatter.com, with a brief introduction to an interview I conducted this morning, Saturday, April 14th, about 7 hours or so before the Rockford IceHogs complete their 2011-12 campaign with a home ice affair against the Charlotte Checkers. The 11-12 campaign coming to an end tonight after the IceHogs fell out of playoff contention and were officially eliminated this past Tuesday night by the Charlotte Checkers. Losing 3-0. Here in this interview, this audio clip, about 10 and a half minutes long, I speak with IceHogs first-year defenseman Joe Labin. Labin, of course, is a 23-year-old Massachusetts native. He's had a tremendous season, made great strides, and has elevated himself to a guy that you're really going to need to watch out for in the Blackhawks' 2012 training camp in the fall. In this interview, I speak with Labin about a variety of topics, including his decision to leave Providence College a few years back and transfer to Notre Dame, where he became the team captain. We talk about that. Also, Labin's progression over the course of the season, you know, where he assesses his game, and also the possibility of Labin, the strong possibility of Labin being named the Black Ace on Monday when the IceHogs and the Blackhawks conduct those player exit interviews. I'm guessing we'll know those for sure either Monday night or probably Tuesday they'll be announced. The Blackhawks will make those recalls. Black Aces, for those of you who don't know, are a handful usually of top young prospects who, after their minor league season is concluded, are recalled to the NHL club, essentially as reserve players while the parent club competes in the NHL playoffs. Basically, they're there for the experience to listen, observe, and learn. And it also provides some extra practice bodies during the grind of the postseason. Again, this interview is about 10 and a half minutes long. Towards the end, you're going to get a strong sense of how beloved and appreciated Carter Hutton is by the rest of the IceHogs players. Labin has some great words on Carter Hutton. And Labin and I also broached the topic of hybrid icing, which Labin experienced while playing in the USHL while he sat out. You know, during his transfer, the standard 1 year he had to sit out, which was actually covered over two seasons since he left Providence before his second semester. Again, Joseph Labin, and thanks everybody for listening, and here you go. So we'll start off with the team. Obviously, last weekend in Lake Erie was a huge disappointment. Did you guys, maybe, you know, the emotional roller coaster that you guys on, do you feel like maybe you hit a wall there?
Well, not really. I mean, we didn't really look at it as a bad weekend per se. I think, you know, the second half of the year, we mostly looked at it as like two segments, you know. Second half of the year, I think we played good hockey. We put ourselves in a position to do something, and, you know, it came down to that weekend. You know, obviously they're a good team, and, you know, they kind of figured out our system. So I don't think it was more of a failure on our part. I think it was just, you know, I guess in a lot of ways we ran out of steam at the wrong time. I don't think we gave up. I don't think we gave in. We had a great second half, but we just didn't come through at the end.
Can you pinpoint a turning point for your team this season?
Well, you know, we came back from All-Star break, and we kind of had a rough stretch there. And, you know, we changed some personnel on the team. You know, I don't think getting rid of those guys helped us. I think they were all great players. But, you know, when Matt Fornataro came in, I think it kind of brought, like, a new identity to our team. It kind of got us going a little bit. And, you know, he was here for a couple of weeks and we hadn't lost, and, you know, he was like, you know, I haven't lost with you guys. You guys look great. Like, you know, how is your record where it is? So it's kind of more, you know, there wasn't really a turning point, but I think after All-Star break, after we got our legs back under us, I think we played really good hockey.
You know, you had an interesting, you know, collegiate career. It's not often that someone chooses in their sophomore season to switch schools and then ends up becoming the captain of the team that they go to.
Yeah.
Was college, I know that college is, it's a kind of like, it goes by so quick and you don't really have any, until it's over, you don't really see what happened. Was your college career everything that you hoped it to be?
Well, yeah. I mean, I made that commitment to Providence College. I had a bunch of family that went through there. You know, I had a couple uncles, a couple cousins. My brother was there when I was there. So, you know, it was more of like a family tradition, a family thing, as well as, you know, the coaching staff. You know, everything that they had to offer at the time looked really appealing. And, you know, it wasn't that I had a horrible time there. It was just, you know, for myself, for me to get back on track and for me to get where I wanted to be, I felt like I needed to make a change. And, you know, going to Notre Dame was just a blessing. You know, I only went on one college visit after I left Providence when I was in Omaha. And, you know, I went to Notre Dame and I knew that was exactly what I wanted. And, you know, they needed they needed a defenseman and they needed another leader. I came in that first year, I played that first half of the year and kind of got my feet wet and sat back and just made sure I took everything in and see how everything ran there. And, you know, I stayed there the summer after, you know, we had a big freshman class and, you know, I just helped bring those guys along and we just had a great group and a great team. Before I knew it, I was voted captain. And, you know, being voted captain and being captain wasn't something that was on my mind. You know, I just wanted to play hockey at such a great university and, you know, better myself and better my game. And, you know, obviously being a captain was kind of a reward and we had a great season. But, obviously going into college, you don't think that you're going to transfer and go back and play junior hockey. But, you know, I was willing to do whatever it took to get myself back on track.
You know, just listening to you, it sounds like you want to be a leader, like it's something that you pursue. Mm-hmm. Going back, is that something you always did, like back in midgets? Or?
Yeah, I think I was always kind of a leader, but it's more about respect. I mean, you don't want to get in the position where you're another coach to the guys. You know, guys don't really like and appreciate that. You know, they want someone that they can reach out to, and that's an extension of the coaching staff, but is also one of the players too. So I think, you know, the atmosphere, especially at Notre Dame, I mean, we had a pretty, you know, every day in the rink was very light, and we kept it light, but at the same time we worked really hard when we needed to. So I think, you know, having a friendship and having that like team unity was really important, and I love being a leader.
You're the type of defenseman the Chicago Blackhawks like. I mean, mobile, you know, you can get a lot of places on the ice, jump into the play when you want. Where will you assess where your game is right now as a first-year pro?
I really like where I'm at right now. I mean, I obviously, you know, a team that doesn't score many goals, you know, the offensive output, you feel like you always want more. But, you know, as far as situationally playing, I think my defensive game is good. You know, obviously everything can always get better. But, you know, first-year pro, I can't really walk away with a lot of complaints. I think it all just boils down to hard work and, you know, you kind of find your niche and you play wherever coaches want you to play. So, you know, I like where things are at. I think we have a lot of great defensemen on this team. I think we have a lot of great players, and it kind of helps.
With player movement, guys going up and increased ice time as the season went along, was there a point when, you know, you, as a first-year guy, was there a point where you felt comfortable and you're like, okay, I'm settled in and I'm just concentrating on my game now?
Yeah, I think I went home for Christmas break, and I felt really good with where I was at. You know, I had a good game before the Christmas break, and then I, you know, all I did was think about what I could do to better myself and what I could do to, you know, further help the team. And, you know, as the season's gone on, I've just played more and more, and I think it's great. I mean, it's great that I've gotten the opportunity to do this. I know you definitely have to earn that opportunity, but to have the coach's trust and to have your teammates' trust is a really big thing, and that gives you more confidence. You know, you playing and you doing what you're capable of doing gives you confidence, but when you know that everybody has your back, it helps even more.
One thing that gets a lot of attention, you know, with the hardcore fan base is the Black Aces. You know, I think it's a point towards who's coming in the future and who the organization really likes. You'll find out on Monday if you're going to go spend some time with the team during the playoffs. You look forward to relish that opportunity, obviously?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, after your rookie year, I don't think that's something you really think about as a player. I think the rookie season is all about, you know, having fun and making sure you're getting in there and getting better in the areas that you need to get better at. But, you know, I haven't really thought about it much, to tell you the truth. I mean, when you think about stuff like that, it kind of takes away from your game a little bit mentally and physically. So, you know, if that opportunity is ahead of me, yeah, obviously it I'd relish it for sure. I mean, it's all about learning experience too. You can get in and have some practice and see what the guys are like and see how things are run and get some extra work. So I think it would be a great opportunity, and I'll just wait for Monday to see what happens.
Goals for the offseason. Your offseason will be a little bit different this year. You don't have a prospect camp or anything to go to. Describe your offseason program or whatever you're going to be doing.
So I think this summer I'm going to spend a bit of time in Chicago. You know, in talking with the guys in Chicago, I think, you know, that's something that's going to be pretty important for me. I know some guys are going to be sticking around. I'm just going to take it day by day. I love the off-season workouts. I love just the feeling you have after, you know, getting better every day. And that always happens in the summer, too. You know, during the season, practice and stuff is really important. But I think, you know, you make your biggest strides in the summer. And this is obviously a big summer for me. So I just want to make sure that I'm taking full advantage of it.
And along the same lines, goals for going into the fall?
Yeah, I mean, just the same thing, same you know, you can't really go into training camp thinking that you're going to make the team or that you want to make the team. You just have to, you want to play your best. You want to make sure that what you're doing is what they want you to do and what you want yourself to do. So, you know, I just think as long as I'm taking care of what I need to take care of, everything else will take care of itself. But it, like I said, it just boils down to hard work and just staying present.
Maybe last thing, Carter Hunter. You know, you play in front of the lot. Describe maybe to me the impact that he's had on this group and kind of righting the ship here for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's an unbelievable player and an unbelievable guy. I mean, you know, it starts in the locker room. You know, he's obviously very vocal. He's a leader. He's experienced. He's been around. You know, he came from a small town playing for a small team, and, you know, he's one of the few guys that ever went to college from his league that he played in junior. And, you know, he's had to work for everything that he's earned. And obviously, you know, his play speaks for itself. But I think the most important thing is how vocal he is and how intense he is. I mean, he just loves the game of hockey. And that's going to take him a long way. I mean, for him to be starting out in the East Coast League and then, you know, signing a contract with the Hawks late in the season, I think, you know, that speaks volumes. I'm not surprised at all. You know, you can just see it coming. The kid just, like, he exudes confidence and he just loves to play the game, like I said. But, yeah, he's great. I mean, he plays the puck well. He helps out the defenseman more than anybody could ever know.
Yeah.
You know, you never really understand until you're actually out there. But, yeah, he's a great guy. He's one of my good buddies on the team, and we're just glad to have him here.
As a defenseman, that's one of the more underrated things you'd say is a goaltender that can handle himself back there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that team's come so hard now. That's kind of a chip-and-chase league. You know, with the speed, it's very easy to chip a puck by a defenseman and go chase it. But when you have a goalie who's back there and has confidence and that can play the puck, I mean, it speaks. It's like it's just indescribable how much it helps.
Now that you mention it, no touch icing. I mean, it's the topic that comes up. Is that something that you think? I mean, this is a league that may try that out at some point. What are your thoughts on no touch icing?
When I went back to Omaha and played in junior, we had touch icing in college, and in Omaha we had that kind of hybrid rule where it was kind of a race to the hash mark, and I like that. I mean, I don't really mind the no touch icing. I know a lot of defensemen don't like it, but you know, very rarely do you see guys go in there and kind of be physical. You know, if anything, it draws a penalty, but you know, there aren't many guys that are just going to run you from behind. I wouldn't mind trying the hybrid. I mean, I know that I liked it in junior in the USHL, but I'm not sure. I mean, there's obviously talking about a lot of rules to change, and you know, that's something that can just be, you know, tried.
Okay.